just another New Year's Eve, another night like all the rest. It's just another New Year's Eve. Let's make it the best.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. It is that time of the year when you look at your exercise results and wonder, has it all been worth it? Have I given up all that candy and all that cake for the right reasons? Well, how do you quantify your success when it comes to your exercise and your fitness? ACE certified personal trainer Lisa Ritchie is here to explain how in this week's Fit in a Minute.
No time like the present. Start today. Many resolutions never become reality because we're waiting for the perfect time to start. Monday isn't any better than Thursday. Don't shoot for the moon. Make your goals realistic. Choose an achievable goal in a reasonable amount of time. Write down your goals in black and white. Remember, number two, be realistic. Make a plan. Jot down the exact steps it will take to get there. And be specific. I will work out every day is too vague. I will walk 40 minutes 5 days a week is more specific and achievable. Break it down into smaller goals and reward yourself when you reach them. Keep a chart to track your workouts. Motivate yourself. Post photos of your goal or quotes on your refrigerator, mirror. It could be your workout chart or a photo of someone you admire. Glance at it daily. Reevaluate every few weeks. Take stock of your progress and adjust if things have gotten off track. Nobody's perfect. Have a plan B to keep you on schedule. The trick to achieving your goals and making your workout resolutions happen is to stay focused, believe in yourself, plan, and follow through. I'm a certified personal trainer, Lisa Ritchie, and that's your Fit in a Minute. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Lisa. And as always, Lisa will be back next week. How ornery can your cat get? Quite ornery if you're a certain man with a cat who decided he needed to call 911 because of it. Somebody get the catnip and step on it. Ms. Mittens means business. Here we go. A Stamford, Connecticut man called 911 last week for help as a standoff with his house cat entered its third hour, leaving him stuck outside the house. Audio of the 911 call, placed at around 1:30 a.m. on Wednesday, makes it clear the man wasn't kidding around either. Get it? Ha ha ha. My cat was getting too aggressive. Mohammed Lockman can be heard telling the 911 operator, I was inside, and he attacked me, and he started scratching my leg and biting me. So me and my wife went outside, and now we cannot go back in for like 3 or 4 hours. The operator responds, sounding a bit confused.
You said this was a cat?
Yes, the man replied, later adding, we cannot move, we cannot do anything. It's so aggressive and so mad. Police told News 12 that the 7.5 pound feline had given birth the night before, and that she apparently became aggressive when the man left the house and then attempted to return. Wow. Officers responded and, we guess, helped talk down the animal.
Calm down. Easy there, kitty. Just let the man back in the house if you want your tender vittles ever again.
In an off-camera interview with CBS New York, why would it have to be off-camera? I guess he realized, you know what, I've just made a complete fool out of myself because I'm scared of my cat. Anywho, in an off-camera interview with CBS New York, the man said that he and his wife eventually made it back into the house and went to bed. They're now getting along fine with the cat and her new kitten. At least Lockman and his wife were able to escape the house. Last year, a cat freaked out on a woman in Florida, trapping her inside. I got her out of the bedroom, and now she's living in my living room, and I can't get out, the woman said in a 911 call. She's got us trapped in our bedroom. I thought 911 was for emergencies. Legitimate emergencies. Someone is hurt. Someone is dying. You need an ambulance. You have someone trying to break into your house. I don't know. You're being robbed. Since when did 911 become the call-all for troublesome pets? And, you know, can this guy ever show his face anywhere ever again? Hey, there's Mohammed. You heard what happened to him. His cat wouldn't let him back in the house. Hey, there's Mohammed. He got chased out of his house by his cat. And it took his wife out, too. Wow. How nasty can these cats get? Really? Seriously? Can't you have control over your pets? And this must have been quite a cat. The cat gave birth the night before. Yet the cat had the strength to go nasty with the guy and his wife, the ones that take care of the cat in the first place. A 3-hour standoff. This wasn't just, I locked myself out of the house and there's a cat inside. No, the SWAT team is showing up here. Cops in riot gear. Is that where we're going? Are we going to have to tear gas the house to calm this cat down? And how do you do this? Do you have a cat negotiator? Do you have someone that comes out that talks kitten speak?
All right, this is the police. We don't want anyone hurt here.
So in this case, did you have to bring in a cat negotiator? And did you have something like,
shh, meow, 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 meow?
And I like the fact that when CBS New York came out and decided they wanted to talk to this guy, he realized, oh, I think I'm making a complete fool out of myself here. And he was. So he decided he wanted to appear off camera. Might have been his only time for his entire life that he had the chance to be on television. And he missed it because his cat was stronger than him. So tonight, when you go to bed and your cat is walking around downstairs, that cat, or those cats, they're plotting your demise. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Think green. Harris with you. According to the LA Times, a City of Los Angeles investigations uncovered evidence that vans dispatched by the college hospital chain have dumped as many as 150 mental patients on Skid Row in the last 2 years. One 32-year-old schizophrenic was dumped just after being diagnosed as dangerously delusional and paranoid. It's gotten so bad that California courts have issued a stop order to determine what's the proper place for commercial hospitals to dump mentally ill patients. Federal regulations require medical facilities to come up with a plan for follow-up care, but they don't order hospitals ever to make sure their discharge patients actually receive it. L.A., the second largest city in the U.S., seems to be spending as much time dumping patients as they are trying to heal them. Except in Hollywood, of course. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Fame swingman always gave the fans a show above the rim. He averaged more than 20 points during a spectacular 15-year pro career and was named one of the top 50 in NBA history. So, where is Clyde Drexler now? Well, Clyde hoped to bring back Phi Slamma Jamma as the University of Houston's head coach, but he lasted only 2 seasons. Today, Clyde continues to manage the real estate investments made during his playing days in Houston. And his Drexler Foundation promotes literacy to elementary school students.
Stay in school. It's your best move.
Looks like the Glide still has smooth moves off the court. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffies. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. I mean,
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat-out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters. Now playing.